Welcome back to another edition of Talk Nerdy to Me. I'm your host, Troy Stegner, and I have another unboxing for you. But before you do that, if you guys like our videos, please go and subscribe. It helps tremendously with the metrics. And hit that bell icon so that you're notified whenever we put up a new video. Now, with that's out of the way, let me show you this cool D&D item I'm going to be unboxing. The Eye and Hand of Vecna. Now, if you... Let me get my handy unboxing tool. If you know anything about D&D whatsoever, you know that Vecna supposedly started as either a human or a half-elf wizard who learned the spell of undeath so that he wouldn't die and he became a lich. Okay, and a lich, basically undead wizard type thing. So, he was a powerful wizard. He entrusted a lot of his administrative tasks to his lieutenant, Kaz, and he even gave him the Sword of Kaz. Problem is, that Sword of Kaz was infused with part of Vecna's essence, so it slowly started turning him bad to the point where he turned on Vecna and wanted the power for himself. So he ended up trying to get rid of Vecna. Didn't work. He got banished. And then, Vecna tried to become a deity. He wanted to be a god. So that didn't quite work out. He got banished also, but before he was banished to, I believe it was Cavitus, he ended up losing his left hand and his eye. That's all that was left before he got sent to... Ooh, speaking of eyes, that's a gruesome looking eyeball. So, these two artifacts, I guess you'd call them, parts of his body that got left behind, still had quite a bit of his power in them. So much so that if you had them, you would have their power. And some of the stuff, and the gruesome part is to use the power, the person had to cut off their left wrist and hold the hand up to their, what's left of their arm, and it would fuse to their arm and cause them to get all the powers. I'm gonna put my glasses on so I can make sure I don't miss anything. The hand had such powers like Finger of Death, Sleep, Slow, Teleport, and then the eye also had its own powers. The eye gave you immunity to disease and poison, premonitions of bad stuff getting ready to happen. It could turn other people's skeletons to jelly. And it can also allow you to regenerate somewhat. And then every 30 days, it was also able to grant, cast Wish, another powerful spell. Ooh. Yeah, got a little warning on here. Basically, don't put it over your head and breathe. It can be problem for small children and infants. So, but if you're giving your infant hand and eye of Vecna as a toy, there's more serious problems we need to deal with. Not something you would typically see in the mobile above the baby's crib. So as I'm trying to give you some of the history as I'm unboxing this here for you. So yeah, Vecna. Like I said, in order to use the power of the hand, you had to cut off your left hand and replace it with the hand of Vecna. Now, in order to destroy the hand and eye of Vecna, they couldn't be destroyed individually. If you tried to destroy them that way, they just ended up teleporting to a secret vault, where they would stay until they were discovered again. The only way to destroy them is to kill whoever has them. They have to have both of them, though. If you kill both people who have them with the Sword of Kaz, which is, you know, the sword that he gave to his lieutenant, which he ended up using against him, that's the only way to take it out. Vecna, he was pretty powerful. He also was able to, he was the first author of the Book of Vile Darkness. Other wizards added to it later. But he is the first author. He was a bad dude. All right, what I have done so far is there's a little wire frame in there that's going to support the hand, and it's just popped into the two little holes in the base. We want it to look all artifacty, so we're going to cover it with this, kind of velvet. Basically, just to hide the wire frame deal. I have a feeling this is going to prove to be a pain when we try to put the glass top on. But anyway, we're going to take the hand, and it's a solid. I'm guessing it's made out of some type of ceramic. Doesn't really say what it's made out of. But boom. So we're going to place the hand. That's the easy part. And the eyeball. Pretty gnarly looking eyeball. Vecna could use some Visine. Gets the red out. Okay, he's got it in between his first finger and middle finger and the thumb, kind of a tripod. So let's see if we can, oh, look at that. The hand is a little pliable, kind of a rubbery type feel to it. So we could just kind of lodge it in there. This is going to be interesting. And now we got to put to complete the display. It's got a glass dome, you know, just like it's an artifact, and it is. So we're going to put that there. And there's some finagling you can do with the little velvet piece of cloth. Especially if you have smaller fingers than my big clumsy ones. So yeah, there you look at that. That's nice. Yeah. It's one of the bigger D&D pieces. I guess they're doing artifacts now. They have another one or two artifacts coming out soon. Hand and Eye of Vecna is the Iron Hand. Hand and Eye, whichever you want to say first, is the first one. As you can see, it's a presence. It's almost 12 inches tall. It's pretty detailed. You got the old withered up hand. You got the gnarly looking eyeball there, and you got the really cool museum looking glass dome to put it in. It's actually glass. So yeah, there you have it. This is, even if you're not into D&D, it would look good on if you have a lot of oddities. You know, you collect oddities. Maybe even put a backlight in it, a small LED, just so it casts a shadow, something. But right out of the box, it looks, I'm really liking it. It's really impressive. It's a little pricier than a lot of the other D&D stuff. This, as it sits, is $150. But if you're big into D&D, and even if you're just into creepy stuff, this definitely fits the bill. This is, wow, this is really cool. Especially when you learn some of the history behind Vecna. He was a bad dude. Once, like I said, to use the power, you have to cut your hand off and let it fuse to your stump. And it gives you all the power of the hand. It also kind of makes you shift your character to a neutral evil type character. Basically, just evil, because why not? Evil for the sake of evil. It is... I can't get over how impressive it looks. It is very, very, very creepy. Telltale Heart. That would be great for Halloween. Or if you just wanted to, make some ambiance during your next D&D session. We have it right here. So yeah, Iron Hand of Vecna. from the Lich Vecna, the X, either human or half-elf, Wizard. There you go. That is just pretty. I like it a lot. So, if you like this video and you'd like to see more like it, please subscribe to the channel so that we can do more unboxings like this, more cool items. These things aren't free. We actually have to pay for them to get them in here. And while you're at it, after you subscribe, hit that bell icon. That way you won't miss any cool videos like this. Wow. I like it. Like it a lot. Iron Hand of Vecna. So, until the next video. Later, nerds.
Get nerdy with me.
Tell me what game that you get on. Is it COD or Reef? What kind of class do you play, girl? In an RPG.